This is All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Jackie Fortier. There's a rash of water thefts around Colorado, and most of them are taking place in an unlikely location among the flowers in people's backyards. Many of the scofflaws may not even know they're breaking the law, but the problem was widespread enough that it sparked a big debate at the state capitol. We dispatched KUNC and Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon to sniff out these small-time water bandits.
Okay, just pulled up to the house. Looks like a pretty normal neighborhood. Let's go see what they got inside. I'm here outside a ranch-style home in Fort Collins, meeting with one of the scofflaws. I agreed to change her voice so she wouldn't incriminate herself. I'll call her Jane. We moved to the backyard to see exactly what it is she's hiding.
It's behind there in that little makeshift wooden contraption that we've put around it, mostly just because it was ugly.
We open the wooden box, and inside is the hidden contraband, a plastic drum attached to the home's gutter.
We're engaged in lots of illegal activities, like collecting water in rain barrels.
Rain barrels. In Colorado, a 50-gallon drum meant to store the rainwater that falls off your roof is against the law. This illegal barrel has a job. It's mostly used to water the tulips in the front yard.
I mean, how many gallons does this even hold?
I want to say like 40 or 60. I have no idea. I'm no good judge of those kinds of things, but not a lot.
There is an impact. We know that there's an impact.
That's State Senator Jerry Sonnenberg. He's a Republican from Sterling and an outspoken critic of rain barrels. Sonnenberg says by holding water, rain barrels have the potential to steal water from rightful users further downstream. The vessels could undermine the entire system used to divvy up and deliver water to cities, farmers, and factories.
Anybody that does simple math knows that if you have 10 gallon and you hold up another gallon to use somewhere else where it normally wouldn't have been used, that is a change to the math and how that goes down the river. The question is how much of an impact is that?
The general argument is that if you're taking rain that doesn't belong to you, you're stealing from somebody else.
Drew Beckwith oversees water policy at the Boulder-based conservation group Western Resource Advocates. Beckwith says, for right now, the barrels stand contrary to the state's constitution. It promises that if you hold a water right, you're entitled to it, even if you're further downstream, and nothing, not even a tiny rain barrel, should be able to take it from you. But the amount of water that's stored in a barrel is so small, Beckwith says they should be allowed.
Look, if you capture rainwater on your property, it really doesn't have an impact downstream because that water would have gotten used up by the plants that are already on the ground, or it would have evaporated or something else. That basically it's not going downstream.
After a failed attempt last year to legalize the barrels, proponents brought the legislation back to life this year. Lawmakers passed the bill, and Governor John Hickenlooper is expected to sign it, making smaller rain barrels, like Jane's, legal later this year.
If you're a homeowner or a renter or you live in sort of a multifamily unit, you can have one or two rain barrels and you can stick them underneath your downspout once the governor signs the bill and it becomes legal.
Until then, still technically illegal to have rain barrels and use them for this purpose.
That's correct.
That's not stopping some rain barrel enthusiasts. The state engineer's office is in charge of enforcing water law, and I couldn't find any instance of a rain barrel user being cited, fined, or taken to water court for using one. Back at Jane's house, it's just about to rain, and her rain barrel is ready.
You know, water's a big concern out here in the West, and thinking would be encouraged here to find out that actually it's illegal was kind of shocking.
Give it a few more months, and maybe those anonymous rain barrel scofflaws will feel comfortable enough to come out of the shadows and water their tulips without looking over their shoulders. For KUNC, I'm Luke Runyon.